From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. State Department has found Hillary Clinton and past secretaries of state at fault for failing to follow the department's guidelines to avoid cybersecurity risks, an internal audit found on Wednesday. The results were part of a 78-page analysis. The practice began before Clinton's appointment as Secretary of State, but that she conducted official business on her personal email account and private server were singled out as more serious. The analysis followed revelations of Clinton's email use and practices during their investigation of the last five secretaries. A court in Azerbaijan on Wednesday ordered the release of Khadija Ismailova, a prominent award-winning investigative journalist, following a storm of international protests about her case, which has been widely seen as an attempt to silence a critical voice. Ismailova will serve 5 years of probation. She spoke with reporters following her release.
My arrest was undertaken solely for political reasons because the President Adiv and his clique decided that to get rid of any criticism against them. So it was part of the oppressive actions against human rights activists, journalists, and NGO leaders.
A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner swap with Moscow, with two alleged Russian soldiers leaving Ukraine earlier in the day. This is VOA. The Taliban's new chief, Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, has a reputation as a respected religious scholar, a specialist in interpreting the words of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. Thomas Rudig, the Kabul-based Afghanistan analyst network, said the new leader is not very well known outside of the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul between 1996 and 2001.
He enjoyed the esteem and trust of Taliban's founding leader, Mullah Omar, who turned to him for a final say on important and potentially sensitive edicts and fatwas, according to Rudig. Haibatullah also comes from a very strong tribal background. By electing him and his deputies, the Taliban has managed to accommodate all racial, tribal, ethnic, and sub-tribal actors that needed to be pacified, according to Professor Adil J. Khan, a regional security and defense analyst. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will raise the issue of crimes committed by workers from U.S. military bases in a meeting with President Barack Obama held in Japan ahead of the G7 summit. VOA's Steve Herman explains why this latest crime has garnered so much attention.
The U.S. has a very heavy presence on Okinawa. 15 of the 23 U.S. bases in Japan are located on the main island of Okinawa. And this all really harkens back very bitter memories to around 1995 when some Japanese schoolgirls were raped by U.S. military personnel on Okinawa.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo issued a regulation Wednesday that provides tougher penalties for child rapists, including chemical castration and the death penalty. In his words, "I have declared that sexual offenses against children are an extraordinary crime because they threaten and endanger the lives of children. An extraordinary crime deserves an exceptional response. Therefore, this regulation imposes heavier punishments and additional measures for the perpetrators of violence. Demands for harsher punishments have increased following the rape and murder of a teenage girl by 14 men in western Indonesia last month. The new regulation amends the child protection law issued in 2002 that carried a maximum 15-year prison sentence. In Washington, D.C., I am Steve Miller for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.